The musical is called Pretty Woman. It's in Chicago March 12th through 17th at the CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street. That's it. Through the 17th, that's all you have. And, you know, I've long wanted to do an interview with an understudy. And in this show, Channing Weir is an understudy for the lead. Channing, first of all, when you were told you have the role, but it's the understudy, what does an actress or actor think about that?
So I've actually spent most of my career being an understudy and or a swing, which in professional theater are two different things.
Explain.
A swing is an actor who covers multiple roles that is usually within the ensemble or a smaller featured section. So I am both in this show. I am a swing and an understudy. Understudies cover specifically leading roles, principals, those main characters of a show. I do both. So I actually cover every single female track that is on the stage.
Wow.
I have every single person's traffic, every single person's role running through my head at all times. So for someone like me, who's done it regularly and professionally for many years, we take it as I'm really good at my job because I get to do it again. Because understudies, typically, we don't have even a fraction of the rehearsal time that the regular actor who does it every night that we share the role with gets to have. We learn everything semi on our own or through very, very limited time with our directors, our musical directors, our choreographers. So we have to be fast.
That's my next question. How can you, and if you're a swing and an understudy, you have to learn the whole show, it would seem.
Yep, the whole show, every single female person on stage, their whole show.
And not only all the lines, both the spoken lines and the music, but also the choreography, all of that for everybody. How do you do that?
The backstage traffic, the quick changes, every new wig, every new costume, every single thing. It's a lot of homework. Swings and understudies, there's a reason why they're called the unsung heroes. Not just because you don't see us sometimes as often as you see the other performers, but because if we do our jobs correctly and do our homework, the audience has no idea that there has been a change unless they read that little piece of paper in their program that says one of us is taking the stage for the night as one of the roles that we share with the other actors.
And you are correct. Without you, a Broadway or Broadway in Chicago would not exist. But we saw that highlighted throughout the pandemic because performers were getting sick, you know, as the pandemic was kind of ending. And
yeah.
You guys were finally, I think, there was more attention focused. So what did you do during the pandemic? Which show were you in at that point?
So right before the pandemic started, I was actually working as a professional performer on a cruise ship. So I did that, and I was over in French Polynesia, actually, when the whole pandemic started. I was on a cruise ship performing on stage every night and doing my job. And when I got home from that contract, the world shut down about 6 days later. So I returned to the United States from being over and traveling the world performing, and suddenly the whole industry was shut down.
And then when you did get back, what show was it in?
When I did get back, one of the first shows to open in Northern New York at the Rev Theater, I did a production of Footloose, where I was in the ensemble and understudied three other tracks as well. So, and I ended up going in for one of my main understudy tracks the day after we opened that show because we had an illness in the cast.
Exactly. That's what I'm referring to.
Yep.
I mean, right. So at that point in time, now everything is completely different. Was this the moment, not only yourself, but understudies did shine throughout the country, not only Broadway in Chicago and elsewhere?
I think it's not necessarily an aspect of us shining, because anyone within the industry who has been an understudy or a swing knows the amount of effort and work. But because it was used way more publicly and kind of more often, because people went out sick way more than they did pre-pandemic. And so it was very nice that the public got to see for the first time, because it was more frequent, how much it is needed and how much it's utilized. And with the amounts of people that were going down and can still go down now, the amount of pressure that's put on swings and understudies. We had a situation a few weeks ago in Pretty Woman where with 30 minutes to the top of the show, I was already in for one of my understudy tracks, Kit DeLuca, who's the other female lead. Both of our male swings were already in, and we had an illness in the cast with 30 minutes to go. So our other female swing, she had to go in and debut a track that she's never done live for the first time in front of an audience with only 30 minutes notice.
Wow. What is the shortest notice you ever got?
I've gotten 20 minutes.
What?
20 minutes was one. Yep.
So if it's Pretty Woman, they say, you have 20 minutes to be pretty, and now you're on stage. I mean, you have to be ready, it seems, right there.
Oh, I wasn't ready at all.
walk me through how that works.
So that day, I was going in for the lead for Vivian Ward, and our amazing actress, Ellie Baker, who was playing Vivian, became unwell in between shows on a two-show day. I think it was a Saturday. And she, at about half an hour, went to our stage manager and said, I need to call out for my health and well-being. This is something that I have to do, which we want in the theater. We want people to take care of themselves because it is such a physically demanding job that we do. My stage manager then comes to me in the green room, who I did not do the first show, so I have no makeup on my face. My hair is not prepared to have a wig or a mic put on it, nothing. She comes to me with about 20 minutes till top of the show saying, you're on as Vivian, here we go. And when it comes to that, it's the fastest makeup I've ever done in my life, the fastest wig preparation I've ever done, and it's all about communication backstage. I had to be constantly communicating with my stage manager, my assistant stage manager, our head of wardrobe to get everything settled, and in case we needed to do a 5-minute show hold if I wasn't able to get ready right on time. I think we ended up starting the show 3 minutes late just because I told them, as soon as I step foot, I'll clock eyes with you and we can hit the go button. And so it's all about that teamwork that we have backstage and communicating what we all need to make it happen in such a limited amount of time. Well, and we did it. Show went great. Ellie recovered. She felt great the next day. She was able to do the show and all worked out.
It all worked out. Channing Weir, let's hope someone is sick so you can see her in Pretty Woman. That is March 12th.
You never know. Check that little cute little board out front. And if my name's on it, I'm in it.
And if you're sitting in the front row, you can go, choo, choo, and do a lot of sneezing. It is Pretty Woman, the musical, at the CIBC Theater, 18 West Monroe Street, if you don't know. And now you know, March 12th through the 17th. So nice to talk to you, Channing.
Thank you so much.